Good morning.
Good morning.
We extend a warm welcome and blessing to each of you this Holy Palm Sunday morning. Today begins our Holy Week journey with Palm Sunday worship. Please continue to honor and worship our Lord with us this Holy Week with worship services at 7 p.m. on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday in the sanctuary, and then our Easter services here again on Sunday morning taking place at 7 a.m. and 10:30. Our Maundy Thursday observance begins also with a soup and sandwich dinner at 6 p.m. in the parish hall. Please join in this wonderful, quiet fellowship opportunity if you're able. The Pettisville Man Cave Ministries is hosting a men's event this evening at 6:30 p.m. at Archibald Evan, featuring OSU football players Master Teague and Cameron Babb speaking about the faith revival in the football program and on campus. The April 3rd Thursday Senior Luncheon is this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Several special worship events and celebration will be taking place on Sunday, May 4th, including the Youth Breakfast, Graduate Recognition, and Christian Education Recognition. Please look for more details that can be found in this morning's bulletin on page 8. We begin our worship observance this morning with the account of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem as told in the Gospel account of Matthew, chapter 21. Hear these words. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through a prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather together and proclaim joyful hosannas to you, please bring a spirit of holiness alive in each of us during our worship today. May we be filled with reverence and gratitude for you as we begin this holy week and consider your obedience and spiritual strength during your journey to the cross. Let us desire to become more like you as we point others to you and your unimaginable gift of redemption on our behalf. You promised us a place in your eternal kingdom and opened heaven's gates to each of us who call upon your name and worship you. We magnify your name and sing your praise now and forevermore. Amen.
We praise our Savior with two hymns remembering the triumphal entry. Let us rise as we're able and sing number 173 in the hymnal, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, followed by 174, Hosanna, a loud Hosanna.
Thank you. And if there are any children in the sanctuary that want to join in the palm processional, you may go back to the narthex. You want one? You already got one. Good job. Way to walk around. You got some exercise. Why did we do that? What is today? Palm Sunday. And who entered into the city of Jerusalem? Jesus. It begins Holy Week, and Jesus was entering into the city because that's what God wanted him to do. And on that first Palm Sunday, or what we call Palm Sunday today, it was a little bit different because it was all of the adults that lined the road that Jesus was riding the donkey on, and it was the adults that were yelling, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." Sorry about that. And today, we have the children doing the palm processional, and the adults sit there and watch the cute little children walk all over. But you would have been in that parade as well, because you would have been with parents, you would have been with families. And so they were recognizing Jesus as king. The only problem... I'm not doing anything different. I don't know. Now I'm scared to move. They they recognized Jesus as king, where some knew him to be king. I'm just taking it off. Some knew him to be king of life, the king that God sent his son to save us. Some wanted him to be a political king to take care of the Romans so that the Hebrews would be free in the city of Jerusalem. But through Palm Sunday, we begin to recognize that Jesus is the true king, the Son of God, and we have to remember the hosannas, even on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, when Jesus hung on the cross, to be ready to sing Hosanna, He saves, on Easter morning. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of these children and the reminder of Palm Sunday and what it means to recognize Jesus as King. Hosanna, He saves. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can lay the palms at the feet of the donkey. Some of you will go back to your seats, and some of you are singing or playing. Please know that the flowers on the side of the altar are from yesterday's wedding of Jeremy and Caitlin Beck Lerma, so you can be praying for Jeremy and Caitlin as they start their married life together, as well as we have been praying for Todd Buer. He did have the stem cell transplant. He is home, and everything is going well, so thankful to God for answering those prayers. Let's bow before the Lord. Lord God, through our recognition of Palm Sunday, we spiritually and mentally enter into the events and the meanings of Holy Week, a week of contrasting experiences and varied thoughts. Lord God, give us the insights to walk in the footsteps of Jesus as he wept over the city, as he taught in the temple courts, as he observed Passover with his disciples, instituted the sacrament of communion, was confronted by the religious leaders once again, was betrayed and abandoned, was crucified, dead and buried, and ultimately and triumphantly rose from the dead on Easter morn. We worship and praise you, Father God, for the promises of forgiveness and the blessing that you offer through your crucified Son, for the hope and the joy of salvation and everlasting life you offer through our risen Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in our time of Palm Sunday, as we look to Holy Week and the reality of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, Lord, in our present day, help us to know the truth of the Scriptures, to not give up hope, but to have eternal hope through Jesus Christ, who arose that we can worship you. Lord, we thank you for the time of prayer in our lives. We thank you for the blessing of Chloe and Josie and Todd and Stuart. Lord, we pray that you would bless Jeremy and Caitlin with your love continually in their marriage. And Lord, as we worship this day, unified through the Spirit of you, we pray that you would hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
No one here is a stranger to temptation. Some of us found ourselves in the wrong places at the wrong times.
Temptation causes us to struggle with things like pride, greed, and hoarding.
Hurting others or ourselves.
Silent struggles with substances that take our minds off who we are and who Jesus is.
And yet we're in this room together this morning because Jesus Christ has saved us from so many sins.
Imagine a table as far as you can see.
There's a chair already there with your name on it, and he's waiting for you. Come and take your place.
But we are the ones who get in our own way and make it hard to give our lives to the Lord.
We can't forget that he's already made it easy. He bled on the cross and died for me.
For you.
For all of our sins.
Imagine taking all of your sins,
all of your fears,
all of your worries and troubles,
and laying them at the foot of the cross.
He can make the biggest mess, our mess, and turn it into the greatest thing.
A forgiven child of God.
Take your place at the table.
Hear the voice of love that's calling. There's a chair that waits for you. And a friend who understands everything you're going through. But you keep standing at a distance in the shadow of your shame. There's a light of hope that shines. Won't you come and take your place? And bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin, all your sorrow, and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls, bring hands that hold on to your heart. But through the cross you've been forgiven. You're accepted as you are. And bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your trials, all your worries and your burdens, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. And bring it
Please stand and join me in the responsive prayer, printed on page 4 in your bulletin. In Hebrews 10:22, we read, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water." Let us pray to Almighty God with sincerity of heart and full assurance of faith, seeking his cleansing as we unite in prayer.
Gracious Lord God, in meekness and contrition, I come before you amidst this body of believers, offering my own confession of the sin in my life. In my heart, I've been so laden with guilt, and I long for your forgiveness and grace. Free me from my guilt, O Lord, that I may be restored to strength to turn from future sin, living for to serve in you. In your name, Jesus, I pray.
Trusting in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, know the truth of Colossians 1, 13 and 14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And as we have confidence in Christ for our redemption and forgiveness of sins,